January 5th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Dear children, I come to you once again to change the hearts of unbelievers. I do not come to speak to you because you deserve these messages. If the heart of the world does not change, you will continue to race towards your own demise. The heart of the world is comprised of every soul in the world, believers and unbelievers alike. As it is, there are far more unbelievers than believers. I consider a believer one who accepts Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. He is one who does not oppose these messages, but regards them as a grace, for everyone can benefit from the heavenly advice given here. Do not smugly discount that any conversion is an ongoing process. Your conversion is enhanced and strengthened by these messages. I desire each soul attains the highest place in heaven possible. When I speak of unbelievers, I refer to those who do not have my Son in their hearts. Not only do they not allow me my rightful place in dominion over the world, they make decisions from a heart filled with self and secularism. As a concerned father, I speak here to change all that. I continue to call every soul to obedience to my commandments, for this is the path of belief and salvation. Choose your salvation wisely, for it is not a one-time decision, but is determined by your acceptance of my Godhead from moment to moment. You must not choose me in one moment and then separate yourself from me through sin in the next. I am your forever creator, protector, and guide." A notice given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 1 through 5. "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed on and triumph as it did among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things which we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.